What's up, After Buzzers? Welcome back to the Jet After Show. Today we're going to be talking about Season 1, Episodes 3 and 4, Phoenix and Frank Sweeney. We're talking bullets, we're talking brothers, and we're talking bartending. Stay tuned.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
What is up, AfterBuzzers? Welcome back to another Jet After Show. It's been a minute. It's been literally an hour since we discussed one and two. But I'm so excited to keep talking about it. The show is so much fun. As always, I am your host, Taylor Gates. I'm joined by two very kick-ass panelists.
Yes.
Woo!
To my left, we have Jackie.
Jackie Nova.
And to her left, we have Tatiana.
Hello, guys.
Guys, three kick-ass women talking about these kick-ass women on this show.
Yeah.
I'm so excited.
Me too.
Super pumped.
Yeah, like I said before, we're going to be diving into episodes 3 and 4. We're also going to have a special segment where we talk about and highlight a famous female criminal, very in keeping with the theme of the show. And then we also have some awesome news for you guys. Before we start breaking it down, I want to know how you guys liked these two episodes. Like, did it live up to the first two for you? Did you like them even more? How did you guys feel about them?
Oh my God. I was not expecting what I saw, which is what's keeping me hooked in, mm-hmm. because I love how they're switching it up a little bit and how they're bringing Evan, this new character, and Phoenix, and she's so awesome. I love it, love it, love it. I love, and Sweeney is back, but he's in a wheelchair. Oh, it's great.
Yeah, I got some
it
definite
really
twists
lives
with
up
him.
To the hype. It's really, yeah, I want to watch now episode 5.
I agree.
Like, let's go.
I know, right after I finished, I was like, okay, where's the next one?
Yeah.
I like it that it was more settled, I feel like, because after they introduce the characters and we get backstory, I mean, we're still getting backstory, but now we have, it's more story this time, which I appreciate. You know, I feel like a lot of shows, the first two episodes are like, in your face, look at all we can do, look, you know, and then after the first two, it kind of settles down a little bit, and then you really get into the story.
I agree, and it's really cool because they spend their time on the characters, which I really, really appreciate. I feel like with a show like this especially, it could just be all plot-driven, like, all about the crime, and we do get some really cool crime sequences, but we get to know these people in such a deep level, and they're so complex, and no one is one-dimensional, and there's so much gray area, and it's just so much fun, because I love it when we have characters who are just like not what they seem and have so many layers to them.
I know. That's
reasons
like Phoenix.
Absolutely.
I mean, how she looks like and what she does to kind of get by, and she's an ex sort of druggie and sort of a prostitute. Wow, like who would have thought? Like, she's also an inspiring nurse and she knows so much about medicine.
Yeah, let's even dive more into Phoenix, because I think we all like agree that we love her so much.
Yeah, she's
so
great.
Cool.
Absolutely.
And she's the one that Jet calls right after she gets shot in the, you know, kind of club robbery go wrong, which I really appreciated. And I agree with you, like, she's not just one-dimensional. Like, she has so much of this knowledge, and like, her mom was a nurse, so she obviously learned from her, which is really cool. And I love, like, in the present day, we see her like being sort of nurturing towards Jet in a way, because she can obviously hold her own, but like, seeing female friendships and like them looking out for each other, I think is really, really cool. And obviously we see Jet looking out for her as well with her brother, which we don't know a whole lot about, but we know something is up with him. What are you guys thinking is sort of up with Phoenix's brother and why Jet doesn't like him so much?
I mean, he's super controlling. You kind of get that off the bat of what kind of a person that he is. And he's basically using his sister for money.
Right.
Oh,
which is not very brotherly.
No, okay. I wouldn't say so.
No. He's sleaze. I'll stick with that word
in
case I can't use a certain word.
Yeah.
He's definitely a sleaze. And I want to echo on Tatiana. He definitely is using her. He doesn't know what to do with his life is what it seems like. So he's just like, yeah, you know what? Okay, my sister's hot, whatever. I'm like just going to feed off of what, like, I'm going to pawn her off and I'm going to be like Mr. Mac Daddy and collect the money. And then she's not even seeing the money. That's why she's so broke.
Right.
Yeah, and she owes him money, obviously. We get that too, which is like, okay, like, not sure how that all works out in the grand scheme of it, but
it's a mess.
Yeah.
It's a family mess.
It really is. I love how Jet is like so like tough love towards her too, though. Mm-hmm. Like, she's like, well, are you using again? Like, what's up with you and your brother? Like, you can't have that going on. Like, I love that that's sort of the attitude she takes with her.
She's
too.
Like a big sister.
Yeah.
Jen's like
yeah.
the big sister. But I mean, basically, Phoenix owes her her life. Owes Jet her
yeah,
life.
Yeah, let's talk about that flashback.
Whoa.
That was intense.
It was like, I covered my eyes.
Me
I
too.
Like, I don't want to watch that. It was really hard.
Yeah. I almost thought I was watching a different show for a second,
yeah.
but still in a good way. Like, ooh, we're now in prison.
Yeah, it's like Orange is the New Black.
Yeah, exactly.
Very
much so. But they like, when they tackle her to the ground and I was just, and they had the plunger.
Yeah.
And they were getting behind her and I just thought, oh, this is it.
Oh.
This is it. And it's hard for me because I always put myself in like their shoes.
Right.
Their shoes. And well, so I was like, what if I was tackled to the ground? You know, it's terrible. It's
yeah.
terrible.
Because we fall in love with the characters and we fall mm-hmm. in love with them and then we're literally putting ourselves in their shoes and we're just like, oh, is this about to happen?
Yeah.
Like, oh, wow. But I just love how Jet came in and did what she did to save her life. Like, yeah, like.
It was so
it
badass.
Wasn't even like, it wasn't dramatic either. It wasn't like all across, you know, no, you watch movies, like, it's like all across the neck. It was just a little in the right area.
Oh. And she took three of the girls at the same time. She's like, we're cutting this one's throat. We're breaking this one's finger. I was just like, whoa. Like, she is like, it was so cool to see her be able to handle so many things at once.
And yes.
And Phoenix is just on the floor, just like in awe. And she's like, listen, if you need anything,
anyway,
I would say
girl.
The same thing.
Right?
Whatever you need, like, you save
she
me.
Was like an angel to Phoenix. She was like, oh.
Yeah.
She was an angel. I mean, and I love how Jet did beat these girls up in a certain fashion where you know, okay, this Jet has some sort of crazy training of some sort.
Yeah,
because
for
she
sure.
didn't kill them.
Mm.
She hurt them enough to decapitate them so they can be like scared of her and be like, all right, we're not going to mess with this lady.
Exactly.
Like, no way.
And I love how we see Phoenix and Jet's dynamic, like in the prison scene after it all goes down. And Phoenix just like won't stop talking and Jet is just sitting
because
there.
Because it's that awkward silence.
It's so bad.
Right? You get uncomfortable when somebody stops talking. You're like, I have to keep talking. And maybe, what if they're thinking this? You know, and she just kept going.
Yeah. I think it just like speaks volumes about how they interact and like their dynamic as a whole. Because like Phoenix is like the bubbly one and it's like going to explain everything and Jet doesn't say anything. Like, she doesn't have to. You can you know exactly what she's
that's
thinking.
That's why I say she's like the big sister because, you know, the bigger sister is normally like the cool, like independent one. And the younger sister is like, hey, what do you want to do next? Like, I want to do this. What do you want? You know what I can do? And that's pretty much what it was.
They kind of remind me a little bit of my nieces because the one niece it looks up to the older sister and it's just like, I was like, I got that vibe. Like, oh, older sister, I want you to, this is what I can do and, and I can keep up with you. And how about this? How about that? Oh my God, it was just so cool.
They're so fun to watch together.
Yeah,
I love the bond.
Me too. Before we get into some more of the, you know, action and drama, Tatiana, can you tell us a little bit of the action here at AfterBuzz TV?
Absolutely. First of all, we just want to say thank you for making us the ESPN of TV Talk. And to continue to grow, we obviously need your help. Because this is how we like to do what we do. We need a subscribe, we need a like, and we need a comment. And those are all awesome things because we are active in commenting back. Because
yes.
we love talking about this specific show and other shows that we are on. That is a very nice dance move. So please give us a ring on iTunes, leave us a comment, subscribe on YouTube. And it's awesome.
Yes.
I love being in part of AfterBuzz TV.
Me too. So much fun.
Yeah.
We love this little sisterhood that we've established here too.
The Jetters.
The Jet Setters the is jet what setters. I've decided to call us.
Sorry, the Jet
the
Setters.
Jet set, I'm the pilot of the Jet Setters. I love it so much. Let's talk a little bit about Evans because he was a really interesting character that was introduced you know, in the first two episodes. And he was the one that kind of acts as the liaison between the Russian and Jet.
Milan.
Yes, Milan. I love just calling him. Yeah, I just say the Russian because I can't say it, so it sounds pretty like you just said it, so I'm just the Russian. But anyway, he is worried that perhaps Jet and Blair were in on this sort of, you know, thing that went wrong together. And so in order for her to kind of prove that she wasn't, she is tasked with finding both Blair and the money. Mm. And so she goes to Blair's apartment, which is a giant mess, but she does end up finding the gold stacks in the cereal boxes. What did you guys think of that?
How amateur. And how, totally. Like, seriously, and how, like, a little kid, you know, of him, because he's pretty young, I'm assuming.
Yeah.
You know, probably, like, in his 20s, you know?
And like it's a just, junkie.
Like a junkie. Yeah, but he's just not thinking, you know? Like, my 6-year-old would put it in a cereal box and be like, yeah, this is a great hiding
spot,
you know?
I kind of loved it, though. I was just like, ooh. And I love how she's just, like, picking them all up while she's, like, in the cabinet, and then she sees it's heavier, and she takes it down. I was like, ooh, that's sort of smart, because it is so domestic and, like, so you wouldn't think. You would think, like, oh, it's in a safe or, like, right. a locked box.
Like, no, hidden in like, plain sight kind yeah. of thing.
It's like she knows him so well, because, like, how Evan, when they first mm-hmm. met at the little spot, she was just like,
of course,
I know this
here.
Dude. Let me check this, because he's so amateur and he's such a kid about things. Like, it was pretty cool how she sort of almost went right to the spot.
Yeah.
But yeah, she just knows him so well, and that he would do something so kid-like, like your 6-year-old would do.
Or, yeah.
Yeah.
And
but
I
it was
love,
pretty neat. It was pretty
I agree.
Neat. Like, in my back pocket, the gold
like,
goes.
She's like, I'm just
gonna pew, 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 pew.
Slip it right in that pocket there. Yeah.
The interaction between her and when she came down the stairs.
Yes. And let's talk about that, too.
Holy
that
cow.
Because that was so funny. She's
I
like,
wish,
I'm ex.
I wish I was that witty.
Yes.
I wish. Like,
she's so
I'm
smart.
Not witty, and I just watch and just, like, I wish I was that witty.
And she has no fear, too. Like, those guys were kind of scary. And she was just like, yeah, where can I score more of this? You know, like, I'm this guy's ex. Like, what's up with him? I, like, appreciate
yeah.
it so much.
Oh, then she just busted out, and she's like, yeah, okay, sure. Like, yeah, if that's what you want. Like, as if, like, you want my body? Sure, yeah, let's talk about this. Let me ask you this.
But she called his bluff.
Totally.
Yeah.
Did you
totally
see how he was flabbergasted? He was just like,
because he did not expect.
She can read anybody.
Yes. She's a good judge of character as well.
You kind of have to be, I feel like, if you're in this, you know,
yeah, that's a good point. Yeah.
I love that. And then she finally does get some information about how Sweeney, who, if you don't remember, was the terrifying drug dealer that we saw in the flashback, who is now in a wheelchair. And so she kind of gets that sort of information from the guys, like, at the stairs, and she decides to go to this man named Carlisle. I love how she, like, pretends to be his lawyer, mm-hmm. like, in order to get into jail.
Okay, one point, because I literally funny. Said this while I was watching it, was how her wardrobe...
How did she afford this?
Must be amazing, because she has an outfit for everything.
Every occasion.
Like, lawyer, check. Like, I'm going out on the town, check. I need mm-hmm. to look sexy, check. I need to look classic, check. Like, how her closet is just must be bananas.
Yeah. I guess when you get, like, $500,000 from, like, stealing a ring, you can kind of do that.
Just buy a bunch of clothes.
She probably has a stylist and we don't know about
true.
It.
Seriously.
That's cool wardrobe.
Shout out to Nancy Gold. She is the costume designer ooh. For Jet. And she's also known for, like, Transparent and New Girl. But shout out to you, okay,
yes.
Nancy. Because the way she is styling all of these characters is just... amazing.
I agree.
Amazing.
And it works so well with the set design, because the set design is so particular too, and it just is like seamlessly, just like every frame looks like a painting almost.
Yes.
It's so
cool.
It's
beautiful. I do love how Jet stopped in her track when she came down the stairs and they had their little banter with those kids, basically. Mm-hmm. When compared to her, they're like little punks. She stopped in her track because he said, yeah, something about, a guy with a wheelchair. Like, because he didn't know the name of this dude. She was just like,
sweet.
You could see her wheels turning like, all right, let me wheel and deal with these guys, because I know that I'm going to get to the source and I'm going to prove that I had nothing to do with this. Like, are you kidding me? Because she was pissed. She was like, are you kidding me? I don't have nothing to do with this.
Because right.
why
would
trust
she?
Me
that's
right now?
That's amateur hour. She's not in the amateur hour. She's
no.
with the big guns. Come on, it's insulting, honestly.
Seriously.
We also have some other subplots that are just kind of continuing, and I'm excited because I think they're all going to sort of weave together in the end. But we have Benny and Rose. He is continuing to kind of sit outside of her driveway, and Dwight is way more of a jerk than I even originally anticipated. Like, he's...
Yes.
hitting her, and like he's getting drunk and just like pushing her against the wall, and it's kind of interesting to see Benny and Carl like sort of be in this storyline, and like him sitting outside but not fully like going into it. What do you guys think is, like, up with that? Why do you think Benny feels so protective?
I think because he messed up. Mm. I mean, he messed up. He shot her lover, right? And then she witnessed everything. And I mean, I guess she was going to witness everything anyway, but not the killing.
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. And I think he feels somewhat responsible to her. But what's really cool is watching from afar, from his perspective, these lives that he's intruded upon are now falling apart. And it's really cool. I mean, not cool for them, but it's cool for us.
It's really cool.
it's cool for the audience.
Makes me sound like a horrible person, but it's really cool to see everything unraveling. Like, they had an affair, so obviously they had marital problems, but it wasn't crazy bad, you know, like he wasn't hitting her and he wasn't an alcoholic, you know, and all that. And now we see they're split up. He's an alcoholic. He's going to a therapy group, right? And he's like, I did this to save my wife's life and I lost my job. And then she was cheating on me and then she left me. So everything is just falling down and he's basically watching it like it's a show.
Yeah, that's a really good point. I was like wondering if there was like some sort of attraction to her too.
I felt felt that when they were sitting next to each other and he had to call up, you know, her husband and say what he had to say, even though he felt like he messed it up or whatever. I don't know. I felt like this, like, because he was so sweet to her. He could have been a jerk. He really could have.
Yeah.
He could have been straight up jerk. But then he was like so sweet and sitting next to her, even though she didn't want nothing to do with him. But he was like really being attentive and loving. And like, I was like, does he have like a little crush on this girl? Like,
maybe what's he does. Maybe he does because she's something good. Like she made her husband a lunch, gave it to him. I mean, even though she was cheating on him, let's not forget, okay? But, you know, it looked like picture perfect.
Yeah, maybe like craving that normalcy because this is very far from normal. I think that's really a good point and like something I hadn't thought about, but I think you're totally right.
Yeah,
like, it's domestic and like very just so average that it's like maybe he wants that sort of.
He does. Like in everyday thing. In the first episode, he mentions that.
Yeah.
In the car, in the first very scene, he's just like, oh, I wish I had to make me lunch for work. I was like,
I'll make you lunch,
so
Betty.
Sweet. Betty, we'll make you lunch.
Speaking of bringing lunch, maybe Jackie and Josie bringing each other lunch.
Oh, snap.
Well, they're house shopping together, quote unquote. I was honestly confused about this for a second, and I had to have our panelists explain. I was like, what are they doing in there? But Jackie and Josie go to this open house, and the realtor is, I think his name is Bobby. Yeah. Who is Junior's little boy toy, whatever.
His young tender.
Exactly.
That's what he is. It's his young tender.
I can't say that and make it sound cool like you just did. But exactly. And they are really smart. They decide to go in and pretend they're interested in this house. I love how they're sort of role-playing in the bathroom, too. I thought that was really fun to see.
Because she really wants to be a part of his life.
Yeah.
Like, she wants to be his person. Mm-hmm. And he's
teasing
her. Yes, his young tender.
Yeah, which is messed up. I was watching that scene, and I'm like, oh, this poor girl. Like, she wants to be the wife, and she knows she can't because he's already married. But back to Bobby, that was very slick.
That was very slick. Yeah, she left the phone in there and decides to kind of make it so they can like know what the exchange between he and Junior is, which is very, very smart, which I loved. And they also are still very suspicious of Jet. Josie thinks that she has something to do with the club, and Jet's like, no way. Why would you say that?
She's like, get off my back. Okay.
I love the rivalry. I hope they come together, but I don't know if
they
will.
I don't think they will come together. No.
It's wishful thinking, okay?
So two J's will not come together. Uh-uh. Jet and Josie are gonna not separate be happy forever. With each other ever, period.
Never.
Another J. We have Jacinto's guy. We see a little tiny snippet of him. He's like in the hospital reading a book to his mother who is sick. Mm-hmm. And we see this like creepy note on top of the mother saying that it's time to leave the hospital, which that's kind of the main thing we get from them. But obviously something more is going to keep happening with Jacinto and Charlie, and we're just going to keep just making a mess out of things for all of these people. The webs are just going to keep being woven.
Of course.
Yes, but Jacinto really looks like a gangster. I mean, he is. If I was to walk by in the hospital, I'd be like, just not going to mess with this guy.
But let's not forget, Charlie thinks that Jacinto. Charlie thinks that Jacinto is the one that blew up the cop.
Right.
Correct?
Right.
So that's the whole reason why he's sending this message.
Even
there.
Though we know that it was Junior.
It was his own son.
So he's just picking a fight with the big...
The wrong guy.
Yeah, the wrong guy.
Yeah. Whew, so complex.
Mm. Ooh, and it makes us audience be like, oh, no, 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 you're going to the wrong guy.
Don't do it.
We also have a little bit more of Maria and Alice and Jet's home life, which is really sweet. We kind of see Jet really caring for Maria in this, which I love. Like, she's putting out her pills. She's, like, getting her a washcloth. And they have a conversation about how the doctor thinks that she should, like, look for cheaper treatment or other treatment. And Jet's like, no, you have the money. You're getting the best of the best, which I love. They just, like, truly care for each other. Do you think they're just, like, friends? Or, like, what do you think the situation is?
I think they just met each other at the right time.
Yeah.
To have this. They're both going through something that's huge, life-changing in their lives. And I think that's kind of what they bonded over. And Jet being the, you know... good judge of character, was like, I'm gonna take care of this girl.
Yeah, and I think also she realized one of the things, because in the first episode, or first or second, they mentioned how Maria mentions how she wanted to have children.
Right.
And she cannot have any children. That's why she was swimming naked, and she was just like... So, you know, in her own sorrows, because she was just like, I really want to have kids, but she can't. So she takes care of Alice as if her own. And, you know, Jet can see that. Mm-hmm. How beautiful. And so she trusts this woman wholeheartedly, like, big time.
Yeah, I love that. And I love that scene of them just, like, lying in the bed together, because they are this unconventional family, essentially.
Yes. And their heartbeats match up.
Oh, so beautiful.
I even wrote in my notes, episode 3, the ending, how they all are together and you hear the heartbeat. Oh, my gosh.
When I saw that, I put last goodbye.
No!
With Maria, because she's sick. You know, things are getting worse and all that. Yeah. So I thought, is that, like, is this it?
And obviously, like, Maria is going through it. Like, she's worried about Jet working with all these people. She's having these crazy dreams of, like, burning things. And, I feel so bad for her. Like, she's doing her best.
Yeah. She really is doing her best.
With the dreams, is she burning things, or does she just see... fire.
I assume that she just saw fire, but maybe that's not true. Maybe it is, like, her self-destructing or something.
But that's Alice in the...
Right.
In the,
the cat, in trailer.
The trailer. Yeah. Thank you. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, that's...
So I looked up what fire and dreams mean.
Ooh, smart.
And I did it according to the Chinese astrology. Thanks, Google.
Google's
the... So, dreaming about others' houses or other buildings on fire suggests that your relatives or friends may ask you for emergency relief. Or the factors that have been holding you back will be eliminated and you can start all over again. Both of those things apply to Maria. And then dreaming, because I'm assuming that maybe the... trailer was on fire.
Yeah.
I mean, it just kind of showed the fire separately, but, and then dreaming about rescuing someone from a fire indicates that you will have a sincere friend helping you to get over difficulties and really caring about your health. Because it seemed like she was trying to rescue Alice from the fire.
Wow. Right. That's so interesting. No, I think that's really smart. Because, I mean, the writers of the show are obviously very smart and, are pulling a lot of different source material, I think, to kind of influence this. So I think that was really smart to look that up. And, like, thank you. Now I'm going to have to, like, sit on that, let that marinate with me for a
second.
See
if that plays out. Like, the whole fire. Or if she has more dreams, and what is that?
I'm sure.
Yeah. Well, there is that notion where you have a dream. And I know my sister always looks up dreams. I'm surprised I didn't look up dreams, because my mother's always like, if you have this in a dream, this will happen. So, yes, I mean, like, I'm surprised I didn't look it up. But, yeah, but kudos. I love that.
Yeah.
Love that. Love it.
Yeah, I'm excited to see where that kind of keeps going.
It's beautiful.
Let's jump into episode 4, because episode 4 was very action-packed and very graphic in some ways, but I really liked it. I thought it was really, really interesting and entertaining. Mm. But we start out by talking about Sweeney, and Jet learns that Sweeney has cut a deal with the DEA. So Jet decides that she's going to sort of track him down and kind of figure out what's going on with that. She goes to where he used to be staying. This, like, living...
It's like a hospice-type
place.
Elderly home.
This was wild because she finds out the attendant is not there and Madison with an E is there and she's like just not having it. Like Jet was pretending to be a journalist. She's not working with her at all. And Jet slaps the hell out of her.
I didn't see that coming.
Oh my god, that was epic. You see how she like leaned back, she looked up, she looked up. As soon as I saw her looking at the cameras, not that I'm not even a thief or anything like that, or I don't do any of those things, but it's like she's got this street smart, and I feel like I, as soon as I saw her looking at the cameras, I was like, she's gonna do something. She is gonna like whip this girl into shape, like, give me those files.
You don't have any cameras here. No, why would we need them? That's why you need them.
Give me the freaking files. Then she hops over. I love it.
Holy crap. I did too. Because she's usually not that kind of person. Uh-uh. But Madison was even pushing my buttons. I was like, I don't blame you.
I couldn't stand Madison.
No, guys. I felt for Madison.
No.
She's had a hard day. She's probably stressed, right? There's a lot going on. Somebody called in sick. Okay.
She had an
Madison is going
she
through did. It.
It's like, she totally, hold on. Everybody I love you, Tatiana. She's so sweet. She had an attitude from Madison. The get-go. And listen, Madison, I love that name. That's my niece's name. Love the name, but I did not like this character. I was like, is this Bea? What is she doing? Why is she talking like this to her? She was just like, whatever. I was like, oh, my God.
She had a hard time. She had a hard day.
I was like, if I was Jet, totally, I would have slapped her.
Sometimes I'm like that. I don't want to be slapped. I'm just having a hard day.
That scene was so good, though, because it was just like, it was very in keeping with everything else, but it was also pretty funny. I thought, I was like, whoa. She's not messing around with this little receptionist manager, whatever Madison is.
Well, you know what it is because now Jet is in the hot seat. And her daughter's on the line.
Yeah.
Like, that's her world. Mm-hmm. So she's just like, that's what I'm saying. I mean, you know, if the lady didn't have attitude, then it's like, okay, look, I'm going to figure out maybe when she walks away, I'll steal the file because I don't see cameras. But it's like, you know what?
I don't got time for this.
I'm going to slap the crap out of you. I want files because my life is in danger. My daughter's life is in danger.
You're right. You got to do what you got to do.
Speaking of like her daughter's life being in danger, can we just say mom balance? Because she's literally cleaning blood off of herself and her daughter's school calls and is right, like, the principal. Your daughter, like... Hit her nose, and you know, girls are squeamish, and she's like,
okay.
Uh-huh. I was like, that's the kind of balance that I want to have, okay? Not necessarily wiping blood off of my chest, but those are completely opposite lives.
It's so good.
That she's balancing.
Totally. The way they juxtapose it is so funny, too. Heightens the comedy aspect
hilarious.
Of it so much.
Yes.
Let's talk a little bit about how... After, you know, she has the whole ordeal with Madison, she does find Blair, who has been actually shot by Roland, and he is in bad, bad shape. He's tied up on this chair, and, you know, Jet is kind of pressuring her for this information. Blair admits that he only shot her so he, you know, would be set up for life by Sweeney. And at the end of the day, she gets the information she needs that he's going to Brookhaven via train to visit his sister. But I love how she's like, I don't need to do anything to you because you're not even going to make it. And she does show sort of empathy in a way.
Because she cuts him loose.
She cuts him loose because he's like, I don't want to die tied up like this, like a dog. And I...
Okay.
Fair.
Yeah. Well, she, you know, she had a relationship with this guy, not like an intimate one, but she's known him for a long time.
And I think she's like, oh, he would do the same for me, probably.
Yeah.
Okay, but what's up with the question? As he's dying.
I don't know.
Oh my god.
What does it taste like?
Well, Cinemax. This is hey.
But I was like, of all the things that you're gonna say. As you're on your way out of this world, okay, that's what you ask?
He's asking the important questions, I guess to him.
To him.
He asked that. I literally, like, put my hands up in the air.
And she was like, what?
Fuck.
Whatever.
Like summer.
Like summer, yes.
Which is great. It's a great response. But I had no words. I just had sounds.
I agree.
Anyway, just had to
put
that up.
I agree. That was pretty wild.
He had the hots for her.
Yeah, I mean, he does. I know, this girl. And so we get Jet deciding to go and track Sweeney down, you know, at this train station. I love how she just steals the car from that couple. They just love those poor, unassuming people. She's like, well, this is mine now. Like,
and drives it to a gun shop.
You know, as one does, new priorities. Yes, she drives it into the gun shop, and she does eventually get into Sweeney's house. She does all the sneaky maneuvering of the alarm system and things, and she sees him just lying down on the bed, and he is in, you know, bad shape. He's, like, not having a good time.
No, he's
obviously
not.
He's, you know, can't walk anymore. He's paralyzed on a lot of his body, and he just asks her to put him out of his misery, and she does so with a pillow.
Yeah, I was
so kind to these two people.
I was biting my nails. I don't like biting my nails, but I was biting my nails and the cuticles. I was like, oh my Lord, because I didn't want him to open his eyes. I just wanted her to get her things, you know, get the gold so she could be straight with the big boys and get, you know, Milan and get out of there. But, oh, once he opened his eyes, I was like, what's going to happen? Like, does he have a gun? Does he have a, like, what's going to, and then it was just like, what? What a twist. You want me to kill you?
Okay.
I think okay. It was, like, a favor. Like, considering their background, now that we know more of what he gave her name, he gave her first job, like, all of that. And even though he tried to kill her in the end, it's still that they have that in common, you know, this whole, like, thief life. So I think it was more like a, you know, did you kill me? Or did you shoot me? No, I didn't. And he believed her because, like, why would she be lying now?
Yeah.
And then, you know, okay, well, put me out of my misery because I'm done with this life.
Yeah. Like, okay. And he has fallen so far from, like, the power that he had that it's just, like, it's not worth it to him anymore. Mm-hmm. Yeah. He's just not... What is there to live for? You know, if you can't be running jobs, what is there to live for?
And she didn't even want to look when she was putting that pillow on. And she was just all...
Because she's not a killer.
Because not a killer.
Just a slapper, you know?
Just a slapper. She likes to beat people up.
We also get more Phoenix in this episode, which is very exciting for all of us, I think, because Phoenix is great. We get her babysitting Alice, which I thought was really sweet. Mm-hmm. And, like, she's very good with her. Like, she's very good with kids. And I love how Jet offered her, she's like, how much do you need? $12,000. Okay, great, I'll give you $12,000 to come babysit my kid for, like, a couple hours and, like, just get on a plane and go on vacation, essentially. But I love that she gave her the exact amount of money she needs to be free from her brother. I'm worried that she's not actually going to be free from him or do what she should be doing with it, but I guess we'll see. I guess we'll save that for predictions, shall we?
Exactly.
We also have this other sort of main plot going on with Charlie and Junior. Charlie is going crazy with Jacinto and Jacinto's guy. He's, like, threatening him with the golf clubs and the bags. Were you guys, like, traumatized by that? Like, I was.
A little bit. The bag was.
Terrifying.
Yeah, that was especially scary. Because they freeze framed it.
Yeah, of course.
When he was sucking in the bag.
Yeah.
If they stopped it. And I was like, it's shattered.
That was creepy. I was like, whoa. And the way they shot it is so realistic. Like, holy cow.
Yeah, it was very brutal.
Makes you wonder, like, the actor probably had to have the bag over his head and breathe in.
Or, like, a stunt. Probably, like, a stunt double.
I mean, of course,
like
a stunt double. But still, like, a human is breathing.
To put yourself there, I'm sure, is very intense.
Yes,
it is.
In these whole situations.
And the whole time in the back of my mind, I'm like, going after the wrong people.
Yeah.
Because Junior obviously is the one that he should be going after. And Junior is... Tensions are rising between Charlie and Junior, too, because Junior wants to help his father with this thing, and his father's, like, not having it all. He's like, oh, you can investigate the little gold case at the club. And I was like, what a slap in the face. Pun intended for this episode. But Junior's obviously losing some control, and I think he thinks some power, and so he's sort of taking that out on other people. So. He takes it out on Bobby. He's like, I want you to quit your job. And Bobby's like, I'm not doing that. I'm not going to stop seeing other, you know, human beings because of you. I'm scared for Bobby. I'm going to be honest with you guys.
I'm scared for Bobby because he needs to have a life. I mean, I get it. Amazing that he has a crazy lover that can take care of him. But, like,
At what cost?
At what cost?
Like this lover.
Very possessive.
Yeah, and then we have Junior threatening Evans as well, who's acting as the messenger between the Russian and him, and I kind of loved how cool Evans was. He was like, why shouldn't I just, you know, cut your stuff for the garden shear right now? And he's like, I'm expected here in 30 minutes. He had the card with it all written down. Right. What did you guys think of that scene? I loved those two interacting.
I'm just the messenger. It's exactly what the word is. I am just a messenger. With the note, he reiterated what it said, gives it to the dude, you know, Charles Jr., like, what? And he's reading it. I was just like, oh my God, this is so in your face, because you can't do anything about this. You cannot take those seer scissors, whatever, from the garden. You cannot chop his balls off. You can't do it.
We can't do it. Can't have that.
It's not going to happen.
Not going to happen. I think you're underestimating how huge Milan is.
Yeah. Yeah. But I have a question, because I was confused. Yeah. So when Junior is talking to Charlie, he and Charlie's basically like cutting him out of the plan.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes, I'm sorry, I was messed up, I was high out of my mind. Was that him admitting to killing the cop?
That's a good question. I don't know. I assumed it was just something else that we either hadn't seen, or like, okay. I know that Charlie's not really accepting on the fact that he is gay.
Right.
And so that's I was thinking it was something like that, but that's a good question. Or something with the pictures, maybe?
Because we know, I mean, it seemed like Benning and Charlie are kind of on to Junior.
Yeah.
Like, they don't trust him. And mm-mm. That's why he looked at him that way and was like, you're going to do the other job.
Well, that's why Benny also got up. You saw how Charles Jr. sat next to Benny, and then Benny just kind of got up like, what? Yeah, they don't trust him at all.
With good reason.
But with great reasons.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. I guess we'll have to see.
That's a great question. I think
Evans's whole speech about, like, not everything is black and white, even though that was sort of played as, like, a comedic moment, I think that he's telling the truth. Like, I think that there's way more to Charlie and way more to Junior than Jet knows. And we can obviously get into that more with predictions, but I don't think that was just a throwaway line. I think that they know something that Jet does not. Yeah. Let's talk a little bit about this ending, too, because this ending was a little bit funny and a little bit really scary and sad at the same time. But Jet still has to lie about the fact that she's working at this bar full time because she's on parole, which is so funny. Like, just to see her try to balance, like, being a bartender and a mother, but then, like, also doing all of this other stuff.
Wow.
And so she is, you know, at the bar pretending that she works there way more than she does. And her parole officer is there. And she meets Evans outside after her shift or on her break, and she's like, listen, we are going to have to set some new boundaries. And I love how straightforward she was and fearless. She was like, I want to have this money. Mm-hmm. I want to choose my crew. I want an expectation on how many jobs I'm doing. And I just was like,
get it, girl.
Good for you.
But this is the first time that I think I've seen her stressed out. Because she was out there, she had a cigarette. He was like, you need a cigarette. Because she was just like, this is what I need. And then she actually took a moment and, like, looked down and just, like, rubbed her forehead. And that's, I think this is the first time I've seen her literally stressed out.
Yeah, me doing literally anything is, like, her stressed out. Like, oh my God, I have to go to the grocery store today. Like, oh my God.
She definitely was stressed out.
She's like, murder is my child. Yeah, a parole officer.
She do laundry.
She didn't smoke anything, right? Like, throughout any of the episodes? I don't remember.
This is her first time smoking.
This is definitely where, good eye, yeah. That's where she was totally stressed.
Like, you're so right, though. It's getting to her. She needs
parole officers.
She needs that control.
Evan, Milan, oh my, she's got all these people after her.
But then he's like, you don't have to worry about your parole officer anymore.
I was like, oh, snap.
So snap is right. So it's like, mm-hmm. She's trying to get out of this whole thing in some way or another after she finishes all these jobs. And now she's almost deeper into it. And now she owes Russian dude a favor.
She does.
Without asking him to do anything about the parole officer.
Yeah. She was like, dang. What do you mean?
So now, remember when I took that parole officer, took care of him for you? Now you don't have to, well, I didn't ask you to do that. Now you owe me a favor.
You're right. She's just becoming deeper and deeper, like, embedded into all of this, which she just wanted to stay away from, you know, in the first place. This poor girl.
She's in it.
She's in it now.
Great writing. This is why next episode is like, oh,
Before we get into predictions, I do want to highlight our female criminal of the episode.
Yes.
Tatiana, take it away.
Our special segment this time, we're touching on famous female thieves throughout history. which is really cool. Last week, an hour ago, we did Bonnie Parker with Bonnie and Clyde. This time we're doing Belle Starr.
Ooh.
Belle Starr. Her real name was Myra Maybell Shirley.
All right, I get Belle Starr.
I understand the change. So she changed it to Belle Starr. And she's a Texas outlaw in the 19th century. She robbed travelers and cowboys, and she's most notorious for horse thieving. She also harbored criminals like Jesse James at her and her husband's Cherokee land. She always carried two pistols and wore gold earrings and a man's hat with a feather.
Wow, what a badass.
Right?
Wow.
Right.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
That's so interesting. I'm so excited to keep learning about them. Because it's not like we learn about this in school.
I know.
Like, we have to get this somewhere else.
Why would they teach
not something they want to teach in school.
Nah.
Become outlaws.
Worth noting. Worth sure. noting. Let's keep it going with the learning. Jackie, you have some news for us, too.
I do have some juicy news. Jet is, besides it being...
Sorry, I love the sound effect that we get.
Besides it being terrifically a fun series and a color-saturated summertime crime caper built for speed and fans of Elmore Leonard and Richard Ryan and Quentin Tarantino, it also lives on Cinemax, where its 9-episode season is currently airing Fridays at 10 p.m., and that infers the expectation of skin and sex. And I wanted
Skin
and
mask.
Skin and mask.
But I didn't get close to the mic.
Skin and mask. And we have Giancarlo Esposito plays Charlie, the big boss, born in Copenhagen, Denmark, to an Italian carpenter stagehand father from Naples, Italy, and an African-American opera singer mother from Alabama. They moved to New York City at 6 years old, and at age 8, appearing on Broadway as a slave child in Maggie Flynn in 1966. And we will learn some more about our characters each week.
Love it. Thank you so much. Yeah, that's I love cool. learning about the cast and like how they got here. It's very exciting.
Yeah.
Let's go very quickly and do some really quick predictions.
After Buzz TV predictions.
Ooh, so excited.
I love that.
Chatiana, you want to start? Like, where do you even begin?
I know, there's so much to dive into. Okay, I think Junior is going to keep being berserk. I think that Phoenix won't pay her brother back. But I don't think she's going to go back into using drugs either. I don't think so. Because she's wants to prove to Jet how good she is. So I don't think that she's going to go back into drugs. I noticed Bennett was,
Benny.
I noticed Benny was having conversations with himself,
yep.
as if Rosalie was in the car with him. So it's just progressively getting worse and more kind of psychopathic. So I think that he's going to start approaching her.
Ooh.
That's what I think.
That's a good
thought. It's getting weird.
It is getting weird.
Went from being like, oh, it's cute, he's checking up on her, to like...
Oh, he's stalking
her. Oh, he's stalking her and having conversations with himself.
You know.
Yeah. I had that same feeling, just to echo on Tatiana. Benny, I was like, wow, he's so sweet. And he is still so sweet. But yeah, talking to himself in the car, and then it's like how she's not even there. I feel like he really wants to somehow protect her, mm-hmm. and he's got a thing for her. So it is going to be an ongoing thing, and somehow them two are going to mesh, and then she's going to realize, like, oh, this is the guy that kept me captive and started the whole shenanigans with my husband and blah, blah, blah. So, yeah, so I have that going on. And then I feel like Jet's just going to keep spiraling into different jobs and is just going to be in debt somehow to Milan. And Alice is going to probably have her ups and downs in school, but you know, notice that she sees her mom with all this money on the bed, and it's like, what is all this money doing on the bed? So I mean, like, she just does not have a typical home life of like what most children come home to parents that are like with normal jobs. And I think she's so smart, she's gonna realize, and that's I think why she gets into the issues that she gets into.
Interesting. Yeah.
I think Phoenix. Yeah. Phoenix is going to be doing her thing. She's not going to give the money back. Although maybe that's because I don't want her to give the money back.
No, me neither.
Yeah. And just go to nursing school and become like maybe a doctor because she's young enough and all that stuff. Yeah.
How is she going to get rid of Neil then?
Yeah. I don't know. I think that Phoenix is definitely going to keep getting into more trouble. I think something's going to happen with that money that either she's going to pay it and still be, you know, sort of have to do something for him somehow. Or I don't know. I think she's going to be in danger again. I think that Jet's loyalties might switch and she might actually be on Team Russian and Team Evans, like, because she might find something out about Charlie and Junior. I don't know. I feel like it might happen eventually. But those are my sort of predictions. Thank you guys so much for joining us for episodes 3 and 4. Like I said, we want to continue the conversation. So where can everyone find you guys on social media so they can do so?
I'm Jackie Nova 7. My name is Jackie Nova, but you can find me on Jackie Nova 7 on all platforms.
Awesome.
And I'm Tatiana Marisa, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, everything.
Amazing. You guys can find me on Twitter at @Alphaba_Ann and on Instagram at @Taylor_Gates_. We will see you guys next week for episode 5, and we will see you soon.
Bye.
Jack.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.